Hello, Soumitra here from Mineral Water Project Information. Good morning. This is another podcast from the channel of Mineral Water Project Information. Now, dominantly the subject will be the plastic ban here again. Last time we discussed about the options of glass bottles being used in circulation in comparison to the plastic bottles which were used. The plastic bottles, I mean the PET bottles. Now, in this particular today's episode, we are going to talk about how to arrange the glass bottles, because plastic bottles are easily produced with the help of the blowing machines, and almost every plant or every project of packaged drinking water used to have a blowing machine with themselves. So what is going to happen with the glass bottles, and how we are going to produce the glass bottles, where you are going to produce, or you are going to organize the glass bottles, or you are going to get it from outside. So what should be done about the glass bottles? That is a million dollar question now. So one thing is that, as I told you, that this business is going to get out of the clutches of the dominant bigger distributors and kind of things. So this is now the business will be open to the small time players, you know. Like there are many, if you know that, if in your locale, there are many people who offer, you know, squashes and tomato ketchups and sauce and this, you know. These are called as canning centers. So what do they do typically is they bring the old bottles from circulation, you know, houses, and these beer bottles and glass bottles, the syrup bottles, they bring it and they, you know, they wash the bottles and they, you know, sterilize the bottle for some time. There is a cheaper method of sterilization of glass bottles, so that you can sterilize and then they refill the sauce and they pack and give it to you. So similar method can be applied for water as well. And what you can do is typically you can collect the bottles, and instead of having your own plant, you know, if you have own plant, it's fantastic. But what you can do is you can have, you know, your bottles bottled at somebody else's existing plant. There are plenty of plants, projects, I mean, almost 6,000 plus projects all over India right now. So you can catch hold of any project and you can, you know, just go to them and you can ask them to bottle it. And then you can just, with a FSSAI license, which can be a local license, which can be had in 24 hours, without a BIS license, you can have this business set up. So it is again an excellent opportunity. To explore more of the opportunity, we shall have a personal discussion during our training sessions. So do come. If you have never been to this, we also take a detailed, you know, BIS site, where to find the distributors and all that, what is the logic, and we are also going to discuss about what will be the financials of this particular resale kind of business, or this FSSAI repacking business, or this kind of thing. So do come. We have a training session on 9th and 10th of November at Pune. If you are new, the charges are 12,500 plus GST. And if you are a repeater, I mean, if you have done the course training with us in past, any kind of training, we are charging you only 4,500 rupees plus GST. So do come, and for more details, just WhatsApp me on the same number, 98224-78111. Stay tuned, and again, with a new podcast some next time, we can have a chat on that. Thank you.